the hospital. Why not? Didn't we learn to live with alcohol and tobacco? The same. So, a lot of information here, right? When you give a lot of power like this to somebody, what goes with it?
Responsibility.
But you cannot first talk about responsibility. You know why? Because responsibility is understandable after having this, after having the knowledge. Because before that, these are two dummies. How could you talk about responsibility? You give them the apple, suddenly they are. In a very magical way. Then we make another story, and the story is that the God plays. I don't know what happened, let's see. Then there are two guilty parties over there. Not three. Two. Those, Adam and Eve, they both have it. Why? It's simple. Who is the first one? It's made for Eve. Information package, juice of knowledge, is made for intelligence. So Eve should be tempted. When intelligence has the information, we feed it to the man. As simple as that. Right? Then, there are two guilty parties and God is asking hard questions. Who is the first one to answer? The seniority, Satan. He had the knowledge. Knowledge was his. The apple is his. The garden is his. Not only the apple. And he's the knowledgeable one. And he will give the correct answer. What happened here? I just explained it to you. We are making a story. In this story, this personality, which we call, quote unquote, God, want to do, to give something with responsibility to a stupid dummy. This is what it is. We made it this way, right? So this is his wish. And Satan is correct. Even now, let's forget the history and look at him even. The knowledge. We know this is a story. We know there was not a God like man talk with lips. We are making this a makeup story to pass a meaning, right? That meaning should include first the knowledge. So we know what happened over there in the garden. God wanted to give us a gift and we were incapable of receiving it. So he sacrificed the best ever he had to hand it to us. Because we are the carrier of his breath, not the result of his creation. We want to say this, but imagine that Satan will say the correct stuff. And he's doomed. Why? How could you doom someone who has been here forever, 100,000 years, being the closest angel to you? And now he's talking the truth. How can you kick him out? Not out. He was kicked in. Yeah, it's here. It's with us. It's a knowledge. It's a piece of apple. It's the juice of the apple. But he was kicked out. How? This is the first illogical appearance in our story. For the first time, we'll give you some illogical stuff and you cannot say no. Yeah, believe me, you, I'll do it today. It's very illogical that the guy who was the truthful will be doomed. What about the other party? Other party, if he starts to say, I know, I this, Oida, everything is ruined. We want to make this party good, right? And I is no good. We is good. Remember I said we need something? We need them to be two person here. Because Adam, which is speaking for both of them, will say we. Because there is a difference between I and we. That capital I belongs to whom?
Intelligence, ego.
Intelligence, ego. That's for the lady. Here we don't put it in Eve. Because we give it to Satan. Satan will say, oh my God, how did you treat me? The Arabic word is Rabbi Bema'a Laitani. It goes like this, that, my God, how did you treat me? Because Satan knows he is tricked. He should know that. He's not a dummy, okay? He knows. He says this as a defense. Because when God said, what happened? Everybody is trying to defend whatever they did, right? He says this, and it's correct. Then Adam will say, oh, our God. Our ego treated us or we. He will use the capital I. Here, he will use the word we three times. Rabbana, innana, ghalamna, anfusana, four times. That no. Because he said, my. Oh my God, how did you treat me? Because he is individual. Because package of knowledge is individually delivered. Right? That's what knowledge is. Scientific knowledge, I mean. Not hikmah. So, we tell all that story for... We make all these symbols, right? And Rumi should know that. Here, the little verse he has. He will do something... Remember over there, let's go back to those opening verses. Instead of giving the students here a lecture, unnecessary lecture, he's going to start the second step of the path. The first step was yearning. Okay, they are here. The second step is love. But before starting to talk about love, he has those 34 verses which are a condensed portion of all the passion you should have for this path. It's explanation of first part, which he's not teaching. You say, this is how it feels. With this kind of passion, you should start this path. When he finishes his book, he explained why he finished his book. Do you remember? He said, oh, pity. We talked a little bit. Suddenly, your thinking system started to melt down, somehow go rot. Pity, because this was some good stuff, and the camel, you were enjoying eating this camel, but now it is dry. You should hesitate. The water is polluted. Let hope. He will close it down. Let's go home. Personally, I believe over there he explained everything. I'll try to relay it to you that he said, enough of learning the theory. After 2 years of teaching and talking about the basics, let's say, okay, I taught you the basics. Now what? Huh, you want me to go ahead and give you the rest of this knowledge? Why should I? Because you're not talking about you. Think about me. Another 10 years talking, doing this. Why should I? Are you sure you want to do this? If you're sure, you should know something. We heal. We don't talk about knowledge. Because we don't care about your knowledge. We know knowledge is something out. It's within all of us. And one of us is not important in knowledge. Your importance is your existence, your relationship with the others, the role you have. Where? Not on earth. The role you have on earth is the monkey. The role you have in this, we. That totality which belongs to none of us and all of us belong to it. That quality which the magical stuff is in it. In single research like this, you take people, what do you find? Normally, you will find the monkey, the selfishness, but in this we, you will find a general passion for love. There is something else out there, and you will be judged with the role you play over there. Because, do you remember how did it happen over there? That is the story of Adam and Eve. We have something interesting. And in Islamic way, it is the beginning of the prayer. Qiyam. Qiyam means standing up. Standing up and being counted. So the Muslims will start their prayer with the standing up. When they are not well and things like that. There are a lot of exclusions, excuses here and there, but you should force yourself to stand up, because standing up is the beginning. Responsibility. Over there, Adam accepted the responsibility that, okay, at the end of the day, we did it. Yes, it's his wish. We don't know. It doesn't matter, because everything is his wish. We have to take the responsibility. Why? This is why I go back to that. You cannot go and force people to come here. Not only that, they don't open this door for everyone if this was a khanaqah. This is a classroom, and I don't have that authority, but normally they have the closed doors even. You have to try to get in. Because this is not for everyone. This is for the most thirsty one. There are exceptions in this universe. And we started our course with that. Do you remember why we started with exception and I insist upon that? I insist upon exception. Why? Rule belongs to intelligence and is knowledge. Beyond that knowledge are exceptions. Rule is that the human being knows and has some little talent for music. Right? Good. For my story, I'm writing Romeo and Juliet because I want to express something with this. Isn't it what we are doing here? What am I doing here? I'm reading a Persian poetry. It's art. Why is it art? It's always art. It's always poetic. Why? Because it's not clear. It's not 100%. It's something that is more passion than knowledge. Knowledge is over there. Here we talk about emotion. And I want to relay it. So I made a story. Shakespeare did. Made up a story. A very intense story which is tragic and will do this to you. And now I need something else. In art, we always look for something else. Where do we look for something else in art? Do you know? Any artist here? None of you will claim that. In art, we always look for something to add to it. And there is only